This is Fufara, where the little things are a big deal. Coming at you from our rooms, I mean studios, in Seattle and Dallas. We're your hosts and lifestyle gurus, Maddie and Tara.
Okay, I have a question. You said that you wanted to talk about weddings that can be suited for the rain. This is very specific, or inclement weather.
Okay, so it's really specific. So there was this girl that used to go to school with me, right? And I remember seventh grade French class, she was like, I want to get married in the rain. And I was like, what? First of all, we're in the seventh grade. It's too early to think about getting married. But I guess you do you. And she was like, she's like, I need to have it in the rain. If it's not in the rain, I'm going to reschedule it. And I think that's crazy. Like, who thinks about this? But then the other day, I was watching some random wedding show. I don't remember what it's called. Maybe it was like Four Weddings. I don't know. Well, anyways, this girl, it was on BuzzFeed. It was talking about like unfortunate events or something like that. Well, she was going to get married and they hadn't planned for it to rain. And it was like rain for like the entire week. So they're like, okay, I guess we will put up the tent. But then the husband, or like the soon-to-be husband, was like, no, it actually looks sunny outside. Take the tent away. They take the tent away. So they took the tent away, and it's time for her to walk down the aisle, and it's pouring outside. That's just something, you know, you can't control. Like, it's the one day that's supposed to be like huge for you. You're supposed to have everything planned out, but you can't control the weather. So how does one like plan for that? Sure, like you have like this perfect wedding maybe in your head, but backup plan, a tent, like, do you just roll with it? Do you just get married in the rain? Like, what would you do?
Well, it's supposed to be good luck.
Really?
Yeah, to get married during in the rain, yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm going to get married at a church so we avoid all those problems.
That's great, so yeah.
On your wedding day, you just want one less thing to think about, I would imagine.
Yeah,
and I love the idea of just embracing it. Is she going to wear like rain boots as she walks down the aisle?
I don't know what she did. That's just crazy. She just wants it in the rain. She just loves the rain. Like, you know, she's super happy about it. She's like, yeah, let it come down.
You know, design idea, Project Runway should make this into a challenge where people design wedding dresses based on rain ponchos.
Oh, so it's like a rain, like wedding dress with like plastic over it. Like,
yeah, but it would be like a poncho / chic wedding dress that would probably go for like $3,000 on the market, more if you want it bedazzled or something.
That's something you gotta come up with. You can draw it, Tara. You can like, you know, use a model of and then like, you know, put the hood on.
Yeah. Should a wedding dress have a hood?
I mean, if it's raining,
like a veil.
Instead of a veil, it's like a piece of plastic.
The hood.
Maybe like a shopping bag.
Oh yeah,
wedding dresses with hoods, and they people have like cloaks on sometimes. You know, but I'm just not a big fan of the hood aesthetic.
You don't have to worry about it because you're inside a church, unless the church has like no roof on it for some reason.
Exactly.
Yeah. And then they would have to walk down a rainway.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
It's so good.
I'm looking at these hoods. She looks like, all of them look like Snow White.
Yeah, she looks like Padme in Star Wars or something.
Yeah, Padme, or sorry, not Snow White, Little Red Riding Hood.
Oh yeah, I was like, Snow White? I was like, Snow White got a hood? I was in there thinking.
Where are you gonna get married then, Kenya?
Oh, okay, so the area I go to, like the church I go to, is really pretty. So if I were to get married, I would go there. But I really want to get married by this priest named Father Farrell. And this man, I tell you, he is the bee's knees. He is amazing. Okay, so he came to our church and he was brand new. Like, he's like a lot younger than most of the priests. Our priest is like old and like old. Like, man's old. So he came by and he's like with youth group. He's throwing basketballs. He's like 6'4" or something, you know, he's throwing basketballs. He can't shoot to save his life, but we like teach him. He took us to King's Dominion 5 times one summer, and then the old priest told him not to do that because he's spending too much money. He would take us to Waffle House, and because of him, I'm able to go on roller coasters. So at first I was like, I'll just wait out here with all this stuff, like no worries. And he's like, no, Kenya, we got to do this. And so the first time we only went kind of like the baby coasters, the soft stuff. Second time we kind of went up until the last time we went on Intimidator 365, whatever the heck it's called. And I was ready. I was like, oh my gosh. So for me, the only reason that like I got through it was because I knew if I died, you know, if like my spirit left my soul going down that drop, there was a priesthood next to me that could just bless me on my way. So he has been there for me. Like, he's just the nicest person. So hopefully I can find him whenever it is that I do get married. And maybe it'll be in this church. And then I'll figure out something for the venue. But like, the church is just beautiful. Like, it's just like breathtaking when you go in there. The ceiling has like all of the constellations for, you know, like the birth month. So like this Pisces, and there's like Taurus and Cancer, and it's all in the ceilings, and they have these beautiful like glass stained windows, and it's all like wooden. I just love it. It's so pretty.
Well, yes, I thought with your roller coaster story, I thought it was leading to like you wanting to get married on a roller coaster.
Like, that would be
amazing.
I mean, maybe. So the first wedding I ever went to was at Hershey Park. So they got married there, and it was insane. Like, it was beautiful. Like, this girl, she was just beautiful. And I was always like, I want to be like her. I want to look like an angel. Cause like, she was just all dressed in white, and she was just
her white hair chocolate.
She was no white chocolate. Yeah. So I don't know. Got to figure stuff out for the venue. Maybe everyone goes on a road trip to King's Dominion.
Yeah. Seriously.
What about you?
Tara, what do you think?
I hadn't really thought about it. You know, it's just
been you hadn't me. Thought about it?
Oh, well. This is,
I feel like I've thought about it way too much.
Mostly, I just thought about, like, when I become famous and I write my own memoir, like, what is the book signing event going to look like? And,
Wow.
Oddly specific, I know.
I love it. I'll be the first in line.
Yes, please. But
I'll be second.
I thought about like where I would have, but no, we're not talking about book signings right now. We're talking about wedding venues. Never mind. Mm-hmm. Okay, my first answer would be Disney World, but I feel that's just kind of generic. And
but if that's what makes you happy, then that's what makes you happy.
It'll make me happy, but like right after I get married, I'll have to spend 100 years trying to pay back everything. Apparently they're so expensive. It really takes a fairy godmother to, you know, create all of those things for you. My second choice would be a Walmart.
What? Walmart?
Yes.
Why? I'm not letting that happen. I'm going to tell your wedding planner, don't let this happen.
But let me tell you a story, okay? Well, not really a story. Let me just convince you, okay? So a Walmart has a bunch of aisles. So it takes care of everything already, because even in a venue, everything has to be separated into aisles anyway. So good, you don't have to waste money with seats and all of that.
But all your guests come and you're like, all right, hey, Kenya, hey, Maddie, you guys are aisle 7. Go ahead and find me.
Grocery, you're aisle 7 dairy.
Wow.
The one thing I would change, and plus it's like very open air. It's if the lighting is done right, not of those like disgusting fluorescent lights that wash everything out. But if the lighting were to change, it's just a nice wide open expanse where you could fit as many people as you'd like. Nobody would ever go hungry because food is within, you know, reach.
But you gotta pay for that. You don't make your guests pay for their like nachos.
But think about the publicity. I bet Walmart would pay you, Tara, to have your wedding there.
Yes, and as I walked down like the cheese aisle, everybody would just have to go and get like confetti from the arts and crafts aisle, just, you know, a few feet down, and just it's everything's convenient. Everything you need for a wedding is already there. And we could have like announce it over the PA system, you know.
I'd use one of those things. That would be fun.
I don't know what I'd wear though. Push me down. I'd be in a shopping cart and someone would push me down the aisle. Is it clear that I haven't really thought about it until now?
Yes. Yes. You should think about it.
Kenya's like, that's not happening.
Yeah, that's not happening, Tara. I'm not. If I'm dead when that happens, I'm coming back. Like, you're gonna see me. I'm gonna be like, Tara, this is not happening.
Yeah. I love that idea though. I would much rather watch that than golf.
Golf. That's what my boyfriend watches.
Well, that's what you put down. You said, why do people watch golf?
Why would you sit there and have someone like watch someone with like a metal stick hit a little ball? Oh, it's in the sand. Gotta go walk over there to see. And you can't be loud. They're like whispering. Okay, he's gonna go to the sand. Oh no, he can't get it out of the sand. Like, no, why? Yeah. And it's like hours long. It's like 4 hours long. Yeah. That's horrible.
Do you think, okay, more so than golf, I think one of the most slow sports to watch. Say football. No, I was about to say curling.
What is that?
Oh, curling.
Curling. They're cleaning the ice. That's what they're doing. They're sweeping the floor. That's the sport.
I have never watched that before.
Yeah, yeah, it's like the Olympics, like at 2 a.m. Like, that's what it is.
Curling, I think, could be turned into a much more profitable show or, I guess, enterprise if curling actually became a competition where women see who gets the best curl in their hair. That's the kind of curling I would
watch. That would be good. I'd watch that. I want to see how people do their hair. I do that naturally on YouTube. I'm like, ooh, what's this?
Yeah, see, that would be more entertaining.
Yeah. But the Olympics was postponed because of this virus, so mm-hmm. I don't get to watch them sweep the ice until next year, hopefully.
Yeah, that's crazy. So, like, are they going to – my thing was, like, are they going to do it till 2021 and then have it – because then summer would be 2022. So are they going to keep summer or are they going to move back summer? Like, is this going to screw everything up for, like, literally the rest of the time?
I don't know. You know. I haven't done that much research.
Yeah.
I feel like they should push it back.
The summer one?
Yeah, and just have it, the rest of it be reset.
But to have it on an odd number? That is not right with me.
Then how are they going to fix it then?
Just do summer right after winter. It's not the same athletes. It's different events.
That's true. So, but then the winter one is still off.
Well, yeah, this is a good point. Oh, no. I don't want it to be on, like, 2029. That's gross.
Yeah.
Like 2030. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I want, like, whole numbers. In 2020, there's so much poetry right there. It's so symmetrical.
Even numbers.
But it's cursed. This is a cursed year.
We are living. It's weird. It's a weird year.
It is a weird year. Yeah. I have to keep reminding myself that I'm living through history, you know?
Mm-hmm. We're going to have to teach our kids this. They're going to come up, Mommy, what's this? And they open a textbook. What is COVID? What does that mean? What is this thing? I have a test on this tomorrow.
And then it's going to be a line about how people watched Tiger King to pass the time. And how popular it was and stuff.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
I think this is the perfect time to introduce our words of the week.
Yes.
All right.
Enlighten us.
Thank you. I will. Sit down, children. Your class is about to begin. All right. Okay. The first word is an urban word, I guess. And it's a very interesting word brought up by Kenya. She asks, what is clout? Or what does clout, C-L-O-U-T, mean?
This is rhetorical. I bet she knows. Do you know?
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think. Okay.
Do you think? Okay.
I hope I know what
I know. Is. So the question is, Tara, do you know?
Yeah, does Tara know? This should be with this Tara.
Man, you guys are putting me on the spot. Okay, sorry. When I first heard of clout, I thought of, like, when you make meringue, you know, and it doesn't come out the way you want, like, it's soupy instead of light and airy, and the consistency's not right, and you see these little clusters of sugar that stick to the bowl. I thought that's what clout was.
Interesting.
I've never made meringue before.
Yeah, I can't relate.
Yeah.
But when I look up clout on the dictionary, it says a heavy blow with a hand or a hard object. And the second definition is influence or power, especially in politics or business. But what's the straight definition?
It's like the same thing, like influence, or just like it makes you look cool. Like it builds up your own, like how people perceive you.
Mm-hmm. So like if reputation.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Like you have a lot of clout if you know, have a lot of money or you wear name brands.
You know those clout goggles, like the white like glasses that are like round? It's just like a statement thing. Like you're yeah. with it. You're with the times.
Oh.
I am not with the times. Half the time my friends are explaining things to me. So it's okay, you know, so, not all of us got that.
Like my Dr. Scholl's orthopedic sandals are not with the times.
Depends. Do they have like Supreme on it?
What is up with Supreme? All I see is like a red rectangle with Supreme written in white in like a very weird Comic Sans or bold Comic Sans font.
Okay, I thought it started as a joke.
I don't know what it started as.
I thought it started as, like, satire. And, like, people, they were like, oh, we're going to put Supreme on a hammer. Or we're going to put Supreme on, like, you know, some weights. And people were going to charge, like, $1,000 for it. And then people actually bought it. Oh. I thought that's how it started. But I could be wrong. Which is just...
Maybe that seems a lot... Right. That seems logical. Like, that's something... I believe that.
It was playing a lot, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So people buy it for clout.
Yes. Yes. There you go.
I don't think I'd do that. Just to buy a regular shirt or pant that would probably go for 10 times less at, you know, your local Ross or Target. Mm-hmm. And just because it has a word on it, it immediately increases the value to a very kind of ridiculous price. It's
I would me. Say the same thing with like Nike running shoes. Like they're just they're not good for you. Like you're not supposed to run in Nike running shoes. Like they're not good for your feet.
Yeah.
Like they but just because it says Nike on it, like just the brand, that little check mark, mm-hmm. it puts that price up so much higher than it really should be.
That check mark actually even has a name. It's a swoosh. Yeah, it's a swoosh.
Yeah.
I like that word. They got me.
I'm not saying that I'm not buying it. Like, I have Nike shoes or whatever. But if I'm going out running, I'm going to get running shoes. Like, legit running shoes that are, you know, meant for running.
Right.
They used to sell these five-toed shoes. You know what I'm talking about? That look.
Oh, my gosh. Did you have those?
No, I wanted them, but of course they went for an insane price online and I could not get it. So I settled for my Dr. Scholl's orthopedic sandals instead.
That's crazy. That makes my feet cringe. Like I'm cringing right now. I remember one of my substitute teachers used to wear those five-toed shoes to school. And I was like, what?
They're like gloves for your feet.
Yes. Oh, that's so disturbing. Don't do that.
Yeah, I'm not going to get those. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, I was illuminated and enlightened very quickly. Yeah. I just began scrolling through all these images of them, and it just unsettled me. The more and more pictures I looked at them, it's just very unflattering.
Yeah.
Yeah, especially on the feet.
I don't know. Are they like for hiking? Like, what are they for?
I think they are. Yeah.
I thought they were for running because I remember hearing that Kenyan long distance runners wore them.
Okay.
Maybe. Maybe it's like good because it's like a flatter foot and you're not like, what is it called when you run with your heel first? It's like maybe it's better form. I have no idea. I just thought they looked weird.
I can't speak from experience because my philosophy is the only time you should be running is when you're running from a bear or your problem.
And I don't even think, don't they tell you to stay put?
Oh, aren't you supposed to like act really big? You're supposed to get big.
I thought you were supposed to run, but you know, you raise a really interesting point because now that I think about it, they can outclimb you, they can outswim you. They can outsize you.
I thought you were supposed to make like a lot of noise and look big. Because you're definitely not supposed to act dead because they might actually like attack you still if you're dead.
Yeah. I don't really leave the house anymore.
Well, yeah, I haven't left the house in like 3 weeks.
It won't be an issue.
All right. So our second word. Well, actually, I couldn't decide between the two because they're both equally very fascinating. Okay, but I'll pick one. Mm-hmm. Our first word, or our first Oxford Dictionary word, is triotoxism. First of all, before looking it up, what do you think triotoxism is?
A variety of toxins. It's like 3-in-1.
Wait, say it's tyro. Is it tyrotoxism or is it triro? What is it?
Oh, you know what? I'm illiterate. Tyrotoxism. Okay. TYROTOXISM. Okay. I'm so sorry.
Toxism. So toxic, bad, venomous. Tyro. I don't know about tyro. Tyro.
You're like... It's like something to do with whatever tyro means.
Maybe it's like an antidote. Maybe it's like something that is the opposite of toxic. Like something that's supposed to help you relieve toxins.
Mm. Wouldn't that have like anti in the front?
I don't know what tyro is. That's
yeah, it's some sort of toxin caused by some other substance, some specific substance that Tara has come up with.
Okay, I think I've held you both in suspense for long enough. Tyrotoxism is the poisoning of one with cheese or any other milk product.
So Kenneth, whatever Kenneth eats milk, that's tyrotoxism.
Interesting. So Kenya was right.
Yeah.
You did well.
But technically, I didn't know what that was. Technically, I'm not sure if it's a word rather than like a condition. So I think if we're actually going to have a word, like an adjective, it will be snuggery. S-N-U-G-G-E-R-Y.
Snuggery? Snug as a bug. Is it?
Wait, this is an adjective?
Yes.
Okay.
Snuggery. They are so snuggery.
Close. Like, we're close. We're to be close, to be tight, as in, like, emotionally.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sounds like snooty, like, you know, like, uptight. You got a stick up their butt. Snuggery.
All right. Well, I think those are two very good educated guesses. Snuggery, a cozy or comfortable place, especially someone's private room or den.
Oh, I thought you were going to say something else.
Kenya, this is a rated PG show, okay?
Forgive me. I was like, Tara, what are you looking at?
I like, yeah.
So it's, what is it again?
Okay.
That's not an adjective, that's a noun.
I am illiterate.
Hey, say it again.
Okay, I thought it was an adjective, it's a noun.
No, you're fine.
Maddie, please present the words of the week for the next 1,000 episodes, please.
No, you're so good at
it. I keep getting it wrong.
You choose. All right, I'll choose. I can choose them next week. That's fine. I'll give you a break.
Please choose them for the remainder of our lives. I think I've humiliated myself too much today.
No.
I've lost all my clout.
Oh.
No, you haven't. You've made it clout.
I'm in college, Kenya. I don't know the difference between a noun and an adjective, and I don't know how to read.
I don't know what, an adverb is. I'm going to be honest.
An adjective describing a
verb. Do you know what a dangling participle is?
A what? A
dangling participle.
No.
That's a thing. A dangling participle. It's a noun, by the way. A participle intended to modify a noun which is not actually present in the text. So I don't know what a participle is. So we're
like it?
Participle. A word formed from a verb, so like going, gone, being, and used as an adjective, like working, woman, burned toast, or a noun. In English, participles are also used to make compound verb forms. I still don't know what it is.
Yeah, me neither. You're confusing me. What?
So, I'm going to check out participle for dummies. Okay, a participle is a verb that acts as an adjective modifying a noun or a pronoun. There are two kinds of participles, present and past. Present participles always have an ing ending. Past participles often end in hyphen d or ed. When you used a helping verb with an ing form of a verb, you create a verb phrase. What is this mess?
You know what that entire thing made me think of? You know that Firefly from The Princess and the Frog, and he's singing going down the bayou. So I'm thinking, you're not saying we're going, you're just saying going. So you're implying there's a noun there that is going down the bayou. I still don't understand. That's the only conclusion my brain
can. When I think of dangling,
that makes more sense to me though. It did. When you put it into terms I understand, I get it.
You know what, Kenya? You're right.
Yeah?
Yeah. So one example I see on the internet, it says an example of a dangling participle sentence is carrying a flashlight, the path was more visible. But it's better to reword it as carrying a flashlight, I could see the path. So the path so it implies that the path itself, which is a non-living thing, was carrying a flashlight. Oh. So the pronouns,
this grammar lesson is
insane.
Yeah, man. You know what? Dangling participle, I will always associate with the Princess Frog now. Thank you.
Yeah.
Before, I was thinking of a word hanging for its life, on the edge of a cliff. Like, yeah. Or, one of those teeth that.
Oh, yeah, that's just about to get out and you're trying to get out. Yep.
Oh, my gosh. All right. Wow. So, does anyone have any final thoughts?
This was great. This is hilarious.
I'm so glad you could join us.
Oh, I'm so thankful you asked me to join you. This is great. I was doing physics all day.
Right?
Wait, what was you saying?
Gave you something to do for an hour, right?
Yeah, it was quite the blessing.
You've been doing physics all day?
Yeah, since 10 a.m.
Physics is, I know, at least I know physics starts with a P. So a physics is a P word not tolerated in my house, okay?
Oh, I'm sorry.
So the P word is just, it brings up a lot of bad memories of high school.
Yeah, I just can't bring myself to call it the P word. There are too many other P words out there.
Okay, it's not, what if we compromise? We'll call it the P word rather than just a P word.
The P word, physics. Yeah. It takes almost longer, though, to say the P word as it does physics. Trying to be efficient.
Every time you say physics, I feel like a sharp pain. Just
yeah. No, I feel.
Yeah.
I feel.
A brain cell dies every time.
And I have to hold on to every last brain cell, okay? It's an endangered species.
No, that's not true. Kara has such a vast vocabulary. Can I just say that? Like, I am so impressed by all those words you got in that brain.
I know, clout, petrichor, tyrotoxism.
Yeah.
Now I know I can add a new one. Woke. I know what that means woke? Now. Yeah. Well, thank you, Kenya, for coming on to Foofara. We would love to have you again.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Anytime.
Yay.
Yay. Bye, everyone.
All right. See ya. Take care, guys.
Hiya. Thanks for listening to our podcast, Foofara. Our listeners' input is so essential to our show, kind of like dairy. Unless, of course, you are vegan or lactose intolerant. On second thought, that was a bad example. Anywho, please email us your ideas, your thoughts, your foofara to foofara.theworld@gmail.com. By the way, for copyright purposes, the name of the catchy tune we use in our intro is called Mouthful of Diamonds by Fantagram.